Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins. And today, we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 8, with verses 33 through 39, which concludes chapter 8 today. Who will bring a charge against God's chosen ones? It is God who acquits us. Who will condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, rather was raised, who also is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. What will separate us from the love of Christ? Will anguish or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or the sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being slain all the day. We are looked upon as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we conquer overwhelmingly through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor present things, nor future things, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. We are constantly bombarded by the world to be filled with the flash and flare of technology, which I believe this is as a way of showing you're following along with the crowd, being attached without any struggles, because we want to have what we want when we want it. Jesus offers us no resistance in being disrespectful or disobedient because He gave you free will to live in the Spirit or die in the sin. Obviously, most die in their sin. Then, one day, you realize Jesus means more to you than a silly phone or the instant gratification of someone else's life. And you begin to practice what you pray and proclaim as the truth of living redeemed. And the world becomes chatter, where the flash and flare doesn't attract you as it used to. And the beauty of love, faith, and hope of His mercy is something you can't wait to share, either in person or in the memory you created in Christ by His mercy. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know You died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children aloud. Alexandra, Alan, Gabriel, Julian, and Jeffrey. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those who have asked us to pray for them. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for. And we pray for the dying as we do each day. We pray for their last breath be in peace. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Romans 8. We're in the concluding chapter 8. Today, with verses 33 through 39. It's a three-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Us Separated Not, Regardless, Life Nor Death. Once chosen by God, be charged by who? Condemn who if God acquits us? Intercession indeed, God's right hand proved. Christ's love separated by who you can trust. Christ's love separated by what? Sword of peril, nakedness, or famine stuck? Persecution, distress, anguish, a kick in the butt. Written, your slaughter day long slain, your ruts. His love overwhelmingly conquers us separated, not regardless life nor death. Powers of depth or height, every creature ponders. Lord Christ Jesus separated, never confessed. Amen. I'm Tom Show Cruz Wiggins. It's December 15th, 2021. Recording this morning at 6:33 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. And God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. Again, thanks for joining us. We always say hello to my good friends John and Marie each day. Blessings to them. To close early, got a tight schedule this morning. So impromptu time, we'll be back tomorrow. Again, thanks for joining us. God bless you. As we close, in the name of Jesus, 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 at 7:03.